Joining me now, keeping social distancing in mind, Bettina Hannigan, the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce's Executive Director. And news came out, you guys had a meeting on Monday and talked about the Rhododendron Festival. Tell me what transpired.
You know, George, this is our 113th Rhododendron Festival, and we have been very concerned about the safety of being able to produce this event with the COVID crisis going on. So we've been kind of keeping our finger on the pulse of this for the last probably 4 or 5 weeks. And many other chamber organizations that I'm in touch with went straight out and just canceled all of their events all the way into July. And I just kept saying, and so did our board and Aaron Reynolds at the city, let's just wait until we see what's happening. So we've been waiting and we've been watching and we've been waiting and we've been watching. And based on what's come down with the state, the feds, the county, what the logistics are with, you know, trying to coordinate 120 people in the parade, you know, 30 businesses in the vendor fair and all of our other stakeholder events like the Roadie Run and those other events that the chamber doesn't produce, but we help promote. We just looked at it and thought, you know, in 6 weeks is just too close to this virus epidemic to really feel good about inviting 35,000 people to town.
And I'm pretty sure that there aren't too many people here today that were here in World War II. There might be a few left the last time this had to be canceled. But as you mentioned in your release, this is quite an economic impact on Florence.
It really is. And that's why we didn't want to cancel. You know, it's been a long, hard winter for our businesses. And then we were all hit with, you know, this virus, and it affected our spring break numbers, which is normally a nice little bump to help get over, you know, the winter doldrums and bring some revenue into town. And I think it's just really hard to look at to giving up all of that revenue. You know, you figure an average visitor, according to the Dean Runyon report, spends, if they're in a hotel, $259 a day. So you figure all these people are coming to town and you start adding that up by people that are camping and people that are staying with friends and people that are staying in lodging and they're shopping and eating and spending. That's a pretty significant impact economically. And we're going to be really sorry to miss that. And being the Chamber of Commerce, that's, you know, that's our main concern, is keeping our businesses healthy so that they can continue to employ people.
Right. And obviously we can't predict when this thing's going to be over. So trying to find a date somewhere in, you know, in the near distant future is not really practical. But I imagine now, will you guys be focusing on watching how this goes and then maybe trying to put other events together that might encourage people to come back when this is over?
I think that's exactly what we want to do. Once we can know, you know, this is going to come down and it's going to I don't even know what the word I'm looking for. It's going to disassemble in levels. You know, we're going to probably be able to open some stores and then we're going to be able to be around 10 people, but not 100 people. And I think that as we see these levels get to the point where we can actually conscientiously embrace bringing thousands of people to town, we'll know that ahead of time. We'll be able to see that. And I think that the chamber, you know, the board, and we all want to do something that, you know, welcome back to the coast, you know, and do something. I don't know what that'll look like, because the carnival is one of those things that, you know, you book out years in advance, and parades and that type of thing are just difficult to put together on a short notice. So I don't know what the event would look like, but definitely, yes, we want to do something.
Well, and obviously the carnival has been probably impacted in other markets as well, not just for Rhododendron Festival. So everyone's probably feeling the crunch right now, and this is just another one of those things that because of this COVID-19, it just impacted everybody.
It really does. I spoke with Pat Davis this morning, and they've been coming to Florence, I think, for 63 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to miss coming here. It's his birthday that weekend every year. So he always has his birthday when they're over here. And they feel like they're family. And we feel like they're family. And So no, it's not just us. It's every other carnival that they do that this time of year, and they're also up in the air all the way into 4th of July. So we'll just, I think this is kind of uncharted territory. I know everybody's using that term, but we have to kind of stay our course, be flexible, be willing to change, think outside of the box, try something new, be patient, you know, and then when you don't know what to do, just start that whole group all over again.
Now, even before this, in the last several weeks, especially since March 23rd, you know, this, we've been affected by this. Businesses have been hurt by this. Are you hearing anything from business owners about, you know, their ability to stick it out? I know this new CARE Act will provide businesses with the opportunity maybe to get finances to pay employees with a forgivable loan. Have you heard anything from businesses on how they're looking to deal with the next few weeks?
You know, I sent out an email to our chamber membership, just the members only, last week. And I asked them, you know, how are you doing? What can I do to help? And I got a lot of response back. A lot of them are taking this time to refurbish their properties, clean up, do some remodeling. And that's the kind of thing that really makes my heart happy, because they're making lemonade out of a lemon. And then I've heard from people who work in the restaurants that, you know, everyone knows I eat out for lunch every day. And so I know a lot of these servers and a lot of these people, and they reach out to me and say, Bettina, what am I going to do? I don't have a job. So, you know, there's everything in between. There's the businesses that are going to be looking for help to pay their rent. And there's businesses that have resources and they're going to, you know, use this time to ramp up a new game. I don't really know, you know, how we're going to survive this. I think it just depends on how long it goes on and how stable and deep the pockets are of each of the businesses.
I was talking with one of the members of, I guess, the chamber board. I don't want to say a name because he might not want me saying that. But he mentioned that he was one person that might have been in favor of moving the date out, giving a little bit of hope. Did you have several members that were thinking along those lines before it came down to a vote?
I think that we all of the board would have liked to have been able to postpone the event. And that would have been ideal. But how do you do that?
Right. Like the carnival may not have been able to make a different date.
Exactly. The carnival, you know, they're not standing by with nothing else to do. How do you go out and recruit all of the parade people and the vendors people? This event takes over 6 months in the planning.
Right.
So if we don't know when we're going to be open for business, are we going to plan this event for November?
Yeah.
And really have a roadie days in November? So I think that, you know, emotionally, we all want to save it. We all want to, you know, maybe postpone it till July, but we don't know if we're going to be open in July. So are we going to use the chamber resources and ramp this all up again and then have to cancel it again?
Right. That wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. It gets difficult. And, you know, it's one of those, I used an attorney friend, and one of his best answers that I love to rip off is, you know, it depends. You know, yeah, we'd like to do that, but it depends on this and it depends on that. And I think that, you know, all of us emotionally would like to postpone the event, but when it comes down to the logistics of really making it happen, it just wasn't possible.
Well, Bettina, thank you for your time. You know, I know it's a hard time, and today was probably a hard day for you and everybody involved with this. I mean, you've got the Rhododendron Festival, you got Rhodie Court, you got everything that goes along with it. So, you know, just keep us posted and let's get some, if you get a chance to get some new events worked up when this thing's over, let us help promote it. We'd be happy to do that.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, George. And thanks for helping us to share the heart of the chamber, because this is hard for us, because, you know, we have the heart of the community at heart, and we're trying everything we can to stay safe and stay strong.
Bettina, thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
And that about wraps up April. Looking for a much better May. We'll see what happens. You're listening to Our Town on Coast Radio.